Hi, welcome to Mad English TV. This is the first lesson in a new series I'm making on business English, and I want to tell you a secret. Okay, do you know who this is? It's Donald Trump. He's a very successful businessman, and he's also the president of the United States. But his English really sucks. Okay, so the secret I want to tell you is that in real life, business English sucks. Most people, even native English speakers, don't know business English. So if you don't know business English, don't worry about it, because nobody else does either, okay? But if you know really good business English, you're going to appear a lot more professional, and you're going to get more respect from your colleagues and your clients, okay? So what is business English? Well, I think business English can be broken down into about 12 different categories, okay? Here they are: introducing people, business small talk, writing business emails, business phone calls, business meetings, around the office, presentations, interviews, employment, finances, company structure, and marketing. Now, I'm going to teach you a lot of vocabulary in this series. But vocabulary alone won't give you success in business English. You also need to know business culture. I think business culture is the key to your success in business English. All right, so in this series, I'm going to try to do both things. I'm going to teach you business vocabulary and also business culture. Okay, so the homework for today is I want you to tell me about your dream job. Why do you want to learn business English? The term business English is really vague. Okay, a business could be anything. It could be an education business. It could be an oil and gas business. It could be a financial services business. Okay, so I want you to help me get a little bit more specific so that I can make these lessons better for you. Okay, so tell me about your dream job. What industry do you want to work in? For example, oil and gas is an industry, healthcare is an industry, education is an industry. So which industry do you want to work in, and what position do you want in that industry? Okay, so for example, you could say, I want to work in a bank, and I want to be a bank teller. Okay, so then it helps me know how to make lessons that help you learn English that's more specific to this industry, okay? Because business English, like I said, can be a little bit vague, okay? So, I'll see you guys over in the next episode of Mad English TV. Take care.